Good morning, everybody, from the WBOC Newsplex in Salisbury. I'm Bill Mitch, and here are some of your latest news headlines. Law enforcement agencies across Delmarva still warning of continued icy road conditions. Temperatures are expected to rise a bit across Delmarva this weekend, but more Arctic air is on the way, and it's going to cause all of that snow that had melted to refreeze, particularly on some of our back roads. So you're urged to drive about 10 miles an hour under the speed limit on those secondary and back roads to avoid any hazards on those black ice patches. Speaking of those below freezing temperatures, they are leading to a last-minute change for Delaware's gubernatorial inauguration. Tuesday's event will now be held indoors at Delaware State University, rather than the traditional outdoor ceremony held in front of Legislative Hall there in Dover. Meanwhile, Delaware's first LGBTQ plus commission will kick into gear following Governor Matt Meyer's swearing-in ceremony. The commission will focus on health equity, hate crimes, and ensuring non-discrimination protections. Upgrades at the Salisbury Airport are coming thanks to a grant from the Department of Transportation to help pay for those upgrades. Wicomico County officials say nearly $127,000 will go towards the replacement of the equipment in the sponsor-owned federal contract tower over at the airport. Officials say this is a big step towards ensuring state-of-the-art safety and operational efficiency at the airport. Be sure to catch the news at noon and news at 4. From the Newsplex in Salisbury, I'm Bill Mitch. Have a great day, everybody.